Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jangda from Qalam Institute coming to you once again with a special session of the Qalam Hangout, 30 days, 30 questions about the month of Ramadan. Real quickly, we've been saving some of the questions about the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan, such as I'tikaf, Laylatul Qadr, for right about now when we are very close to the last 10 days and nights. And inshallah, in the next next week, we'll start answering more questions about Zakat al-Fitr and Eid, inshallah. So the question that we have today is, what else aside from prayer and Quran can I do while I am in i'tikaf? So to answer that question, I'd like to kind of detail the question and even frame the question a little bit. First and foremost, i'tikaf in the Arabic language refers to isolation, seclusion. And Islamically speaking, it is a great act of worship, a sunnah, a tradition of the Prophet ﷺ that refers to confining yourself and restricting oneself to the masjid. And the Prophet ﷺ, during the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan, would restrict himself to the house of Allah. So that is i'tikaf. Now, what can you do while you are in i'tikaf? So I'm going to put about four or five things on the table, five items I'd like to provide, five things to focus on, a game plan for i'tikaf. Number one is obviously your five daily prayers. Now that goes without saying, but you can enhance the experience of five daily prayers by not only just praying the fard, pray your sunnah, pray your nawafil, read the adhkar and the du'as after every single fard prayer. Along with the prayer, I'd also like to mention Taraweeh. But guess what? You don't have to jet from Taraweeh in the middle of it because you got work the next morning. You're here in i'tikaf. So pray the entire Taraweeh and really savor that experience. The second item that I'd like to put on the table for i'tikaf in terms of a game plan is Quran. But not just simply Quran randomly, because it'll be difficult to be focused, to stay focused, and to really accomplish something. So here's a little Quran game plan. That if you don't have good tajweed and reading fluency, 10 days is an amazing amount of time to really accomplish tajweed and reading fluency. Inshallah, if you do have tajweed and reading fluency, proper pronunciation and reading fluency of the Quran, then a goal I'd like to give you is complete the recitation of the entire Quran, all 30 juz, during those 10 days and nights. Number two, within the Quran game plan. You know that memorization that you've been targeting and thinking about for so long? Start chipping away at it. If you don't have the 30th juz memorized yet, now's the time to do it, and 10 days is more than enough time to accomplish that. Number three, part of your Quran game plan, is that you want to read the translation for whatever you're memorizing. And fourthly and finally, get some explanation of the Quran, whether it be a tafsir book or some tafsir recordings, and also start implementing and reading and learning that for whatever it is that you are memorizing. Now moving on. So two things we've got down. We talked about prayer five times daily in Taraweeh, your Quran game plan. The third item is daily adhkar. See, the Prophet ﷺ he provided us a beautiful collection of daily remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can engage in morning and evening, day and night. It now is your opportunity to not only learn those, but implement and practice them as well. And that's where I'd like to provide a recommendation. Hisnul Muslim, Fortress of the Muslim. You want to keep that in your pocket all throughout the time you're in i'tikaf. And you want to bust it out morning and evening after every prayer. And you want to start implementing that. The fourth item I'd like to provide in terms of action items for i'tikaf is dua. That might sound very basic and simple, but you need to start compiling a dua list, and that it will be your daily checklist. Every day you need to check those du'as off, and you need to continuously be adding to that du'a list morning and evening, day and night. After every prayer, you need to be raising your hands and making du'a and going through that du'a list. Now is a great time to make lots and lots of du'a. And the fifth and the final item that I'd like to, action item I'd like to provide for i'tikaf is we have a 1400-year-long scholarly tradition that scholars would use the opportunity of i'tikaf not only for worship, ibadah, but also for seeking and teaching sacred knowledge. So a couple of recommendations I have. Of course, in the second point, Quran game plan, I talked about tafsir. Secondly, I'd also like to recommend that you have a seerah book or the seerah podcast that we have here at Qalam or any other seerah resource. But when you have these tafsir resources, these seerah resources, whether it be a book, videos, recordings, podcast, whatever, You're not just listening to them while laying on your sleeping bag or reading it while laying down in bed. This isn't a novel that you're reading, but you're trying to seek sacred knowledge. Have a notebook, have a pen, have a pencil, write down notes, take some notes, write down questions that you have, and inshallah, when your imam comes in the evening or in the morning for the prayers, you can definitely stop by and you can say, I had this question, I had that question, or you can email them to someone, whatever the case may be. So those are quick 5 points. Prayer, 5 times daily, tarawih, improve the quality. Number 2, Quran game plan. We talked about the whole thing. Number 3, daily remembrance, dhikr, adhkar. Number 4, dua, morning and evening, day and night. And fifthly and finally, take that opportunity to solidify your basics of Islam, Quran and Seerah. The last thing I'd like to mention here in this video is what you definitely want to avoid in i'tikaf, and that is wasting time, and without a doubt, you want to completely avoid sinful activity. No gossiping, no backbiting, try to stay off the phone as much as possible, no texting all day long about what's going on, log out of Facebook, definitely no watching of any type of movies and Netflix and YouTube, random videos, stay away from all of that, close the laptop, log out of Facebook, really seize this opportunity. Thank Allah for giving you this amazing opportunity of i'tikaf and make the most of it and make it a great source of benefit. I hope and pray, inshallah, the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan are extremely beneficial for all of us. Remember, if you'd like your questions answered, please send them in to us via Twitter, Facebook, comments on this video, or you can email them to us, questions@qalaminstitute.org. Just remember to title or tag your questions with #QalamHangout. Until next time, this is Abdul Nasser Jangda from Qalam Institute. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.